It's Tuesday, June 3rd, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, U.S. economic growth will slow to 1.6% this year from 2.8% last year as President Trump's trade wars disrupt global commerce, drive up costs, and leave businesses and consumers paralyzed by uncertainty. The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development forecast Tuesday that the U.S. economy will slow further to just 1.5% in 2026. Mr. Trump's policies have raised average U.S. tariff rates from around 2.5% when he returned to the White House to 15.4%, highest since 1938, according to the OECD. The Paris-based OECD, comprising 38 member countries, works to promote international trade and prosperity and issues periodic reports and analysis. In other news, a massive cloud of dust from the Sahara Desert blanketed most of the Caribbean on Monday in the biggest event of its kind this year as it heads toward the United States. The cloud extended around 2,000 miles from Jamaica to well past Barbados in the eastern Caribbean and some 750 miles from the Turks and Caicos Islands in the northern Caribbean down south to Trinidad and Tobago. The hazy skies unleashed sneezes, coughs, and watery eyes across the Caribbean, with local forecasters warning that those with allergies, asthma, and other conditions should remain indoors or wear face masks if outdoors. According to the National Weather Service, the dust concentration was high at 0.55 aerosol optical depth. The aerosol optical depth measures how much direct sunlight is prevented from reaching the ground by particles, according to the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Around the world, millions of South Koreans are voting today for a new president in a snap election triggered by the ouster of Yoon Suk-yeol, a conservative who now faces an explosive trial on rebellion charges over his short-lived imposition of martial law in December. Pre-election surveys suggested Yoon's liberal arch-rival, Lee Jae-myung, appeared headed for an easy win, riding on deep public frustration over the conservatives in the wake of Yoon's martial law debacle. This election serves as another defining moment in the country's resilient democracy, but observers worry a domestic divide worsened after Yoon's martial law stunt is far from over and could pose a big political burden on the new president. The winning candidate will immediately be sworn in as president Wednesday for a single, full term of 5 years without the typical 2-month transition period. Back in the U.S., Meta Platforms is turning to nuclear power for the massive amounts of electricity it needs to fuel its artificial intelligence ambitions. The tech giant will buy the power generation of a nuclear plant in Illinois for 20 years under a deal with Constellation Energy. Constellation CEO Joe Dominguez said the Meta deal would help cover the costs of relicensing, upgrades, and maintenance for the Clinton Clean Energy Center in Clinton, Illinois. It is the first deal of its kind in the U.S. with an operating nuclear plant, but has parallels to one that Constellation and Microsoft struck last year around the Three Mile Island plant in Pennsylvania. And Dave's Hot Chicken said Monday it has been acquired by the private equity firm Roark Capital in a deal valued at $1 billion. Dave's Hot Chicken got its start in 2017 as a pop-up in a Los Angeles parking lot. It has grown exponentially since then and expects to end this year with 400 restaurants worldwide. Atlanta-based Roark specializes in franchised businesses. It bought the Subway sandwich chain in 2023 and backs two holding companies that own multiple restaurant chains. Inspire Brands, the parent of Arby's, Dunkin', Jimmy John's, Sonic, and Buffalo Wild Wings, and Go-To Foods, which owns Auntie Anne's, Carvel, Cinnabon, and Jamba. Dave's Hot Chicken said its leadership team, including CEO Bill Phelps and the four childhood friends who founded the company, will remain and continue to lead menu innovation, food quality, operations, and marketing. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.